As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here before the God who loves me in prayer, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? A deeper knowledge and intimacy with God. A deeper knowledge and intimacy with myself. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 23 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. And thus I saw that he wants us to know that he takes the falling of any creature who will be saved no harder than he took the falling of Adam, who, we know, was endlessly loved and safely protected in all the time of his need, and now is blissfully restored in great and surpassing joys. For our Lord God is so good, so gentle, and so courteous, that he can never assign final failure to those in whom he will always be blessed and praised. I saw and understood very surely that in each soul which will be saved, there is a godly will which never assented to sin, nor ever will. Therefore, our Lord wants us to know that we have all this blessed will, whole and safe in our Lord Jesus Christ, because every nature with which heaven will be filled had of necessity to be so joined and united in him that in it a substance was kept which could never and should never be parted from him. I repeat the word or phrase that has caught me over and over again in my mind. I reflect on this word or phrase. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what this word or phrase means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, Romans 7, verses 15, 20, 22, and 23, and Psalm 139, verses 1 and 2 and 4. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what this word or phrase means to me. And I tell God what this word or phrase makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.